What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The head coach of the New England Patriots, Mike Vrabel, on this show this morning during the 6 o'clock hour, and that is where he is every Patriots Monday during Mic'd Up Mondays, and maybe perhaps saw things a little differently than you did, Curtis, because you are concerned about Drake May after week one of this season.
Yeah, so we're doing a show today, not a month from now, and I can only go on what we just saw, and what I just saw was not good. And the thing that is most concerning for me is that the Patriots have removed Drake's biggest asset, which is his ability to be elusive and run for first downs when things break down around him. And so now he feels rushed. His pocket presence was awful. He walked into a sack that the broadcaster blamed on Will Campbell. He was totally...
You're talking about the strip sack?
Yes.
Yeah.
I feel like we're now... He's started... This is his second season. He is 16 touchdowns, 11 interceptions with the Patriots. He doesn't win games, and at no point in the fourth quarter did I say, oh, he's going to take him down the field for a touchdown here. At no point. In the fourth and 10, the punt, that says a lot about Mike Vrabel's actual feelings on Drake May as opposed to what he tells the media.
Yeah, Shime's issue all preseason has been this offensive line, and you put none of that on them. You thought you got a reasonable performance from them yesterday.
Yeah, I thought he was feeling them when they weren't there and not feeling them when they were.
And even Vrabel said the O-line, you know, played fine. It wasn't like anything crazy. I understand. I kind of agree with some of the stuff Curtis is saying. I'm not going to hit the panic button right away, but we are, especially here in New England, we've like, and you know, blame Tom Brady for this one. Our quarterback play is always going to be magnified to a level that is out of this world.
Okay, well, that's not fair. I mean,
life is not fair, but that's how it works.
Yeah, I mean, we've been talking a lot about Josh Allen this morning after that comeback last night, and certainly Josh Allen, his first 3 years didn't look so great.
Yeah, but he still looked like. I think the thing that Curtis is saying, and I can kind of agree with it, is Drake May hasn't shown that it factor. Like, you saw it with Josh Allen. You could see it with some other players. Like, where is that, like, oh, there's that it factor that he has?
Yeah, I mean, it's way too early to say he doesn't have it.
I'm just saying the it factor.
He dealt with a coordinator last year who stank.
Mm-hmm.
He dealt with a head coach last year who, I saw Adam Jones on social media say yesterday that Mike Vrabel doesn't look that different than Gerard Mayo when it comes to the way this team played yesterday. This is to me his first real season, and if you know,
how can you say
Curtis
that
said the smartest thing, Curtis, you said the smartest thing ever.
Wiggy, you're so smart.
And if it was Drake Jones, we would be sitting here
totally
ripping him.
Yeah, but
and led by Scheim, it would be inexcusable interception to start the second half. He's seeing ghosts out there. Yep. He's walking into sacks. He's not taking care of the football.
He didn't walk into receivers. A strip sack, though. Like, that's not true. That's not even what happened at all.
Okay, let's get Mitch to have it.
Go ahead. Watch it again. Watch the tape. I've watched it 100 times.
Can we get Brittany
on? I don't understand. He didn't walk into a strip sack.
But don't you think that he had the it factor last season? I think the issue here is we're one game in, and I understand the Mac Jones comparison, but what you can't have is Drake do what Mac Jones did and regress extensively in his sophomore season. That's why people had so many issues with Mac Jones.
But I guess we have to see what Steph Diggs is, but you didn't really give him any other weapons, and you had an offense last year that wasn't able to score more than 21 points in a game.
Mac Jones, with this coordinator, had 23 touchdowns, 11 interceptions, and won 10 games. I'm sorry. Drake May last year was all about Alex Van Pelt, the idiot offensive coordinator. You now have a full offseason. You were handed the job in March. You have the opportunity to work all summer with Mike Vrabel and Josh McDaniels and Booty and Diggs.
And Mac Jones also had Jakobi Meyers.
No. Drake May has, listen, we've been down this road before. Drake
he has
May,
better players.
He has better talent than Mac Jones.
But they're also trying to fit a square peg in a round hole. Trying to make him do an offense that he's not built to run.
I'm not pulling the ripcord on it yet, but there are people out there that when they look at Drake May, the number 3 overall pick, I don't think that they're seeing that.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Okay. He's got that it factor. Even though the talent might not be good around them, maybe you don't buy into how the offensive coordinator is calling the game.
Just how many of those people, though, thought he had the it factor last season? I just think it's recency bias right now. People are jumping ship too early. Like, let's give him more than just week one.
Could be very well. I have been very reactionary in my life, Courtney, so
but
that could be the case.
Do.
Yeah, you had him at 10 wins a week ago.
Right, but that's what we do.
Great. I mean, they could still get their shot. I'm not saying the season's over. I'm saying he was awful, and if that were Mac Jones, Sean, you would be ripping him, so at least I'm being consistent.
Yeah. What are you to Curtis? I'm being very consistent. You're not being consistent. You literally just said they were going to win 10 games a week ago, and now you're like, oh, he's definitely not it. This guy stinks. It's Mac Jones all over again.
No,
here
I'm
we
saying,
go.
Okay. Well,
I would
do
Mac
a better
Jones.
Me.
It's insane.
I actually have vocabulary unlike you, but I would say the what you saw
yesterday. What, a vocabulary in that giant noggin of yours?
What you saw yesterday.
was that a shot at the size of the man's head?
I'm sorry, I have a big
filled
brain.
Filled with a lot of hot air.
I'm not going to lie. I love a murmur, though. I do.
Yeah.
It's
very creative. It's almost never been used. But what you saw yesterday is all we can react to. I mean, if you want to do a show about the rest of the season, we could just sit with our fingers crossed and say, okay, hope it turns around.
Nope, I've reacted to this. I've reacted to yesterday
I'm in the middle
as well.
Of talking. What we saw yesterday, very simply, was a guy that looked in over his head on the football field. And I did not think we would see that, which is why, and I think Scheim agrees with me, the preseason, the way that Mike Vrabel approached the preseason was a first guess in that you only gave the guy four series when he's playing in his new offense. He has a new coordinator. He has a new left tackle. And he should have been better prepared by his coaching staff. And the other point, don't bring up the four coordinators in 4 years, because Jaden Daniels had how many coordinators in 4 years?
Does that.
He had a different coach at LSU. He played at other schools. I'm not saying you said this, Shab. I'm saying that that is an excuse.
Started off at Arizona State. Right. Then he played. My thing is this, is we're looking at the here and now, what's going on. You're right. We can't get into what's going to happen, you know, 2 months down the road. I know I would be ripping Mac Jones if Mac Jones' performance looked like that yesterday, and I'd be consistent about it. I think that Drake May looked at best average, and the expectations for the number three overall pick are going to always be through the roof, right? And so if you're not...
But it's not just on Drake May. Like, I think
unfortunately, you know, when you're the quarterback, it falls on you.
But you and I talked about this earlier. I think it was before the show started. Mm-hmm. But on the defensive side of the football, they had no answer for play action in the second half.
Right, like, but you still only let up 20 points.
Like nothing.
But you only let up 20 points. If you tell me on any Sunday that defensively we're going to have four sacks and we're only going to give up 20 points on offense, I'll take that. And if the quarterback throws for 300-plus yards, I'll take that all day long if you're going to tell me that. Because my expectation is as an offense, we're going to get you 24. I just am. And there are people out there that are already, and I'm doing my best to talk them off the ledge, but I can see where they're coming from.
Were they outcoached in the second half?
Yeah, I think so. Like I asked.
I think it's fair to and you know, ask Mike Vrabel about that, mm-hmm. and you know, his answer.
You don't just live in your home; you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.